Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and see the countries, for they are white, all ready to harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of the patron of Finland, Saint Henry of Uppsala, and our Gospel is taken from the Gospel of Saint John, where our Lord, who was born on Christmas to bring redemption to all peoples, now says to his apostles that the great harvest of souls is approaching. Christ came to teach men the way of salvation and also to send his apostles to convert all nations. And for this very reason, namely to convert nations, Christ established the office of an apostle, and these apostles in their turn named bishops to continue their work. Saint Henry was an Englishman, most likely living in Rome, when another Englishman, Cardinal Nicholas Breakspear, was sent in the year 1151 as papal legate to Scandinavia. And Englishmen are remembered today on our third day of our Chair of Unity Octave, when we pray for the conversion of England. And England, once in medieval times, was called the Dowry of Mary, and when she was cruelly separated from the Church, hundreds of people willingly shed their blood in defense of a Pope and the Church. And as said, Englishmen were crucial in bringing God's Holy Church all the way up north to Scandinavia in the persons of Cardinal Breakspear and Bishop Henry. So Henry accompanied Cardinal Breakspear to Scandinavia, and next year, in the year 1151, the Cardinal consecrated Henry a bishop and appointed him to the See of Uppsala. The new Bishop Henry won the favor of Saint Eric, who was the King of Sweden, and when the king sailed to undertake a crusade to Finland to establish the Catholic Church there, Bishop Henry accompanied him. The Swedish crusaders gained a great victory, and as a result, many Finns accepted baptism, and in our little shrine here today, you can see Saint Henry baptizing converts while King Saint Eric looks on. Eventually, Saint Eric sailed back to Sweden, but Bishop Henry remained to continue his work as an apostle of Finland. He died as a martyr after having lived in Finland only about a year. It's possible that he was canonized by Cardinal Breakspear after he became Pope under the name of Adrian IV, although we have no hard evidence of this. Nevertheless, Finn started to venerate Saint Henry as a saint very early, and at the end of the 13th century, Pope Boniface VIII recognized his status as the patron of the Cathedral Church in Turku and also of whole Finland. Dear children, Saint Henry is an example of a true missionary zeal. He was already an established residential bishop in Uppsala, in a Catholic country, Sweden, when he got called to depart to another country to convert souls for Christ. And this often happens in the whole history of the Catholic Church. After all, Saint Peter himself was a fisherman, quietly doing his work, minding his own business, when suddenly, from the call of our Lord himself, Saint Peter was called to become the Prince of Apostles and head of the Church. Saint Paul also was a tent maker and even a persecutor of church, when all of a sudden Christ himself called him to be a great missionary and to bring the good news of the gospel to many, many diverse nations. And it was not happened only during the times of apostle or during the medieval times. In the 16th century, a cardinal named John Peter Caraffa, who later became Pope Paul IV, resigned his episcopal see to establish a great missionary order of the Theatines together with Saint Cajetan. And so it has been that God has called different people all of a sudden, all the way until our times. In our own times, we have Archbishop Lefebvre, who ordained Bishop Dolan. He was living a quiet life as a retired missionary bishop and was already over 60 years old, when all of a sudden he abandoned his peaceful life and started a new life of ordaining priests for the church who was in crisis. Dear children, the life of a missionary worker like Saint Henry has never been of roses or of comfort. To be a missionary demands a much from a person. He has to be ready to abandon his home, or like Saint Henry, even change the place of residence several times during his life. And even to undertake a missionary trip has always been somewhat dangerous. Even in our own times, you have heard of the adventures which Father Larrabee and Father Nkamuke have had on their missionary trips to Nigeria and all the difficulties they have faced. But even in the face of difficulties and of dangers, a true missionaries like Saint Henry have always responded with all their heart to the heavenly call from their Lord Jesus. We read today from the Epistle of the Mass, taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus, "He chose him out of all men living to offer sacrifice to God, incense, and a good Savior, for a memorial to make reconciliation for his people." That's why God chooses missionaries, that these men could bring the salvation to all nations, to offer the sacrifice of the Holy Mass and the other sacraments for those poor, hungry souls in need. And to every nation on earth, whether Scandinavians, Americans, or Nigerians, God has, during the whole history of the Church, always appointed different men to undertake this dangerous mission of a missionary life. Saint Henry had to pay a heavy price for his answer to God's call. He was murdered in a brutal manner, he who only wanted the good of a Finnish nation and bring the holy sacrifice of the Mass to it. he was killed, but what he established keep growing. And in 100 years, there were churches and priests all over the country to bring sacraments and holy mass to the people who lived far, far away up in north. In today's mass, we give Saint Henry the true honor which he, by God's grace, received. And we pray today for the conversion of the English nation and for the Scandinavian nations, that this seed which our martyrs planted would keep on growing even today, that God, who in his infinite mercy has wanted to bring salvation to all men, would continue to call missionaries, would continue to call faithful from all these countries, that every people on earth would truly taste and see how good the Lord is and how loving and great plan he has reserved for every single human being. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.